From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the wake of the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Egypt's president has invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for talks in Cairo Monday to explore ways to preserve the rights of Palestinian people. Protests continued Sunday across much of the Arab and Muslim world, including this one outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was among Muslim leaders denouncing the decision. He called Israel a terrorist state, prompting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to fire back, saying he'll refuse to take lectures from a leader who bombs Kurdish villages and jails journalists. Speaking in Paris, Mr. Netanyahu said the U.S. decision only reflects reality.
Where else is the capital of Israel but in Jerusalem? It's always been our capital, and Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other people. I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, appearing on Fox News Sunday, defended President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
What he did was say that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that we're moving our embassy there, because he strongly believes that those final status issues should be decided between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Meanwhile, the White House expressed disappointment. The Palestinians have canceled the planned meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. The bodies of 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo will be repatriated in coming days. Their base in North Kivu province came under attack Thursday by suspected Ugandan rebels. Dozens were wounded in the deadliest single attack on a UN peacekeeping mission in 25 years. This is VOA News.